This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 388 for Wednesday, May 10th. I'm Phil France Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower at Wednesday's close after posting gains for most of the session, as some selling pressure came forward late in the day. Canola down 1 to over $4, the July contract down 420 at $733.90 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $748 at one point today. Tighter than expected canola stocks reported by StatsCan yesterday did underpin the market earlier in the session, with a chart-based positioning also supportive. However, with losses in Chicago soy oil and most other outside vegetable oil markets, including palm oil and European rapeseed futures, canola eventually turned lower as well. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, while corn was mostly higher and wheat mixed. Soybeans pressured by the active planting pace and positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand estimates. The July contract down 10 cents at $14.04 per bushel. Friday's report will include the first official new crop production and stocks estimates, with a wide range of pre-report expectations. Crude oil inventories in the U.S. came in above trade forecasts, and that accounted for some spillover selling in the oilseed markets, including beans. But solid end-user demand underneath the market did provide some support, and soy meal was firmer on the day. Corn, thought to be seeing a continued correction off nearby lows, moving higher as recent cheaper prices were making values a buying opportunity. The July contract up 9 cents at $5.94 per bushel. Grain inspections at Ukrainian ports reportedly resumed yesterday after 2 days of no inspections. The active U.S. corn seeding pace, with about half the crop already in the ground, did temper the advances, and positioning ahead of Friday's report was also a feature. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat holding on to gains up 2 cents in the July contract at $8.49 per bushel. Kansas City down a penny in July at $8.55 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down 2 cents in the July contract at $6.41 per bushel. Poor crop ratings for winter wheat in the southern U.S. and ongoing delays to spring wheat seeding to the north did remain supportive, as did tighter-than-expected Canadian wheat stocks reported by StatsCan yesterday. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains a feature in the background, with no agreement yet to extend the Black Sea Grain Corridor deal that is set to expire on May 18th. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.